Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever. But Beverly Nadler, Dr. Denise Nadler, their friends and family, and we want this to be the best year ever for all our friends and family worldwide, especially our most loyal listeners.
Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one radio show. You might be wondering why this is so. Memorable quotes, life lessons, and so much more. The Coach's Corner will make you soar. All outstanding guests that we love to feature. You will find the show to be the best teacher. Great authors like Ted Siuba and Bernie Siegel. Awesome leaders that soar like an eagle. Beverly Nadler with Here's to Your Health. Home business opportunities to increase your wealth. Kurt's impersonation and improvisation add to the show's transformation, broadcasting live across America and around the globe with timely topics and issues to probe. The chat room is always fun. We see your comments and appreciate each one. Want to change your life? Change your approach.
And be sure to hire me, Joyce Barry, as your coach. Folks, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. We so appreciate you, our great audiences, the people in the chat room, and most of all, we appreciate our awesome guests. Beverly Nadler, here's to your health Thursday. Here's to Beverly Nadler. She is a wonderful author, a vibrant poet, a great friend, a wonderful and special guru on all matters health-related, emotional, spiritual, physical, and what did I leave out, Beverly? Physical?
Mental.
So when I say all matters, I know she'll object to that because she's very, very humble. So let me bring on my humble best friend ever, great guru, wonderful guest, Beverly Nadler.
Thank you for that most delightful, wonderful, humbling introduction. Thank you so much. This is a very important show because we all want to be successful. All of your shows are important, even the ones that I'm not on. They all have something, and I love
glad
the way
you said that. Thank you. Go ahead.
So the idea is we want to be successful in whatever it is we want to change in our life, whether it's physical, whether it's mental, emotional, spiritual, or financial, or business, or relationships, health issues, anything. We want to change something, and we want it to be successful. And what I've chosen to do to make it simple, if we can call anything where we'd rather put our heart and soul into it simple, is to use an acronym. The acronym is SUCCESSFUL. And each letter is going to stand for another aspect of what is important for you to be able to create the success that you want in whatever area of your life you want it. And, of course, there are many other words that could be used than the ones I've chosen, but the ones I've chosen give me the opportunity to share what I consider to be among the most important and relevant information for making the change, whatever it is that you want to be most successful in.
I can hardly wait. My pen is in hand. My pad is ready because I know when you speak, it's worth taking notes, and more importantly, it's worth going into action and get the results.
Thank you. I agree. It is. And, you know, sometimes I've got to go back over this formula and say, what do I need to see in this formula that I have to add to this specific thing that I want to bring into my life or be more successful? So the first S is strategy. And what I mean by strategy is having a plan, a way to accomplish this, being able to see what it is that I want, making my plans for it, and taking action. And this is something sometimes we forget, the action part. People who are very much involved in the mental aspect of knowing that they have to see what they want and think clearly about what they want and so on, forget that once you know what you want, then it is important for you to be able to take action. But in order to get to the strategy, we've got to have understanding. And I'm using the word understanding to actually be part of the whole mental aspect, to understand what we need to do, how we need to think, what is useful, to understand that we're going to have to give time and attention to it, to understand that we're going to have to use our imagination. Create the thing that you want in your mind, and then you're going to move backwards. Is what is necessary for it? What's useful? What's useless? A lot of us are often involved in things that are extraneous, that are superfluous, that interfere, actually, with having the time that we need in order to focus on the thing that we want. So the understanding actually comes before the strategy, using the time for the mental aspect, looking at it, examining it, and saying, okay, this is what I need, that's what I need. This won't work, let me take this out of my life, maybe temporarily. Maybe there's too much time spent doing things that would have absolutely no assistance for what you want and may, in fact, interfere with what you wanted. And maybe it's temporary that you release these things. But understand that that's important, that you are able to really create a strategy, have a plan, and then put it into action.
I so agree, and I'm wondering, in the strategy, having a plan is so important, but is this the one you want to say you need to prioritize that plan as well as part of your strategy?
Certainly an important thing to prioritize. There's no P in the successful, but I do have other words that would go, and yes, you would definitely have to prioritize that if you want to make that happen. That's where later when we get to F, focus, you have to have a focus on what you really want. So many things call our attention these days, and some of them we can't avoid it. I mean, it's just things that have to be done, but there are many things that people get involved with, maybe too much on Facebook, too much on Twitter, Instagram, selfies, all of these things. Just, well, I like this. Okay. Does it interfere with what you really want to do? I know when we were looking to purchase a home, all of these things that I'm mentioning now, every bit of it was absolutely essential, and there were things that we had to cut out. Especially me, because I did most of the codes planning, and then we would set up and, you know, go with a realtor to look at. But there was a great deal involved, and other things that I would normally be doing, I would say, okay, for the present, I can't do this. And I want to say, if somebody is, let's say, working on creating better health, that definitely requires a priority, and there's more things that one must avail of their time, more things they need to understand, what they have to look at, and a plan, and actions that they're going to have to take. So, yes, you would have to prioritize that this whole thing, what you're doing, is important enough for you.
Very next good. I just made that as an adjunct, having a plan and prioritize. Because I know that people tend to do the least important things first because it's easier, more comfortable, in the comfort zone. So that's why I know how important it is to prioritize.
You're absolutely right. The next letter we're going to S and U is confidence. If you don't have confidence in what you're doing, it's not likely to be very successful. What happens if you don't have confidence is you're going to need to create it. Now, often the reason we don't have confidence is because perhaps people have told us and families get in the way and they tell us, oh, no, you can't do that or you can't do that. You have to shut out what other people are saying that are disturbing to you. But on the other hand, you need to examine, do I have the skills for whatever it is you want to happen? Do I have enough information? When you have that, when you know, I know how to do this, I can do this, and you really feel that way, then you build confidence and you remind yourself each day, yes, I can, yes, I can. You talk to yourself, build confidence, because if you don't have confidence, you're unlikely to continue with it because your mind will keep telling you, no, you can't do this, it's not going to work, which is very frustrating. So you need to build that confidence. And you need to make a commitment. And when Joyce said prioritize, commitment, it would require a priority for whatever it is that you want to happen. And it requires discipline. When you make a commitment, you say, this is what I'm going to accomplish. My health is all important to me now. Or getting out of this financial pain, this drudgery, whatever's going on economically, I have to change. I have to change this relationship between me and maybe your significant other or a child or a parent. How do I do that? It requires a commitment to all of these things, to building the confidence, to understanding what's necessary, and to having your plan of action. And then, of course, when I say have your plan of action, taking whatever steps are necessary. And because this is general, this formula is general. I can't tell you what steps to take for this or for that, but I can tell you that many of the subjects that we cover, we cover that. We talk about health a lot, but we also talk about how to get your mind into thinking the right way. And you can put in right on this website, Blog Talk Radio website, Joyce Barry and Friends, put in the subject that you're looking for, and you will find many of the steps, many of the things, many of the thoughts that you need to invoke in order to bring about whatever you want. But again, because this is general, you'll have to think about your particular thing, what you specifically are wanting to create, and then use that information, use this formula to create it.
Sounds good to me. You're on a roll here, Beverly Nadler. Can't wait to see what comes next.
What comes next is E. And E is for enthusiasm. If you do not have enthusiasm for what you're doing, if you're saying, oh, I've got to do this and I've got to, you're not going to do it. That's just the way we're constructed as human beings, unless you tremendously discipline yourself, but discipline yourself even in your thought area, and that's very difficult. So what I'm saying is when you decide you want to do something, make sure it's something you're enthusiastic about. And enthusiasm, you know what that means? It means working with spirit. You're working with spirit, whether you call it God or universal intelligence or creative wisdom. But when you're working with that, it's so much easier. And you get up in the morning and you actually can't wait until I'm going to put my plan into action. What can I do today that will bring me closer to the success that I want? And if you don't feel enthusiasm, then go look in the mirror, smile, and tell yourself, I am enthusiastic, I am passionate about this. It's amazing how when we talk to ourselves with intention, not, yeah, I'm going to say all these things, right, yeah, I'm enthusiastic, it's not going to work. We have to become the actor in many times because we've got certain things going on in our subconscious mind that could interfere. So we become the actor and we begin talking to ourselves. And eventually, when we are sincere about it and we do it with the enthusiasm, it actually changes the way our whole mental apparatus, our whole thinking changes, and we're willing to do the things that we need to do.
The one thing I want to add on enthusiasm is that I do know it's contagious. So when you're enthusiastic and you feel that in every part of your body and soul, people catch that enthusiasm, and then they could go right back at you and support you in what it is you want. When they really get your passion and your enthusiasm, because the opposite is also true. If you have a vision and you're sharing it and lacking enthusiasm, people will immediately tend to say, why are you doing that? You don't even feel it for yourself. Why are you telling others they should join you in whatever that endeavor is? So not only do you need to feel it, just know that it is contagious and people will pick up on it and you have a better chance of being supported.
What a wonderful point, especially because the next word is support. We're talking about success. After E comes S again, and that is support. And I don't know how you brilliantly brought this in at exactly the right moment and said something I did not say. The support is essential, and your enthusiasm for what you want. I love it. So it's why it's not laughing at it. It's just being happy that you brought it in. So to have support.
What a team, right, Beverly?
Yeah, and we did not rehearse this. In fact, you had no idea what words I'm going to use. No idea. So I just so great that it came at that point. So, yes, you need support. Whatever it is that you're doing, you may say, well, this is something I do for myself. You know, I'm the one who has to take care of my health, or I'm the one that has to fix this relationship, or I'm the one that's doing the business. You can't do it alone. You're going to fix your health. There are people you're going to work with. There are products that you're probably going to get. There are people you're going to consult with. There are doctors or health professionals that you want to be using. So you need the support of these people. And if it's something you want to fix in a relationship, you need to be supported by the people in your life that agree with you and that want to assist you. Support is so important. From this plane, it's the physical world, and also you want support from the cosmos, from divine, from spirit, from God. You want that kind of support, and that sometimes it's called grace, but it's getting support as you put out, and do you know it says God helps those who help themselves, that expression, as you put your energy and do the things you need to do and think the way you need to think, something opens in the universe to help support you. We call that grace, but it is another form of support and an essential form of support.
Yes, and I've always been an advocate of support. And how having a coach and a mentor, how important that is in the equation. So I wanted to add that coaching to the C, the double C's, because the support is great. It's one thing to be supported by a friend. It's quite the other to be supported by a professional. So I'm an advocate for that as well. And you can find out after Beverly's gives this talk about the different kinds of coaching and how she can benefit you in her way and I can in mine.
Very good, because my next S happens to be subconscious, but it's not just subconscious. It's really what I want is the consciousness. And the whole consciousness, a lot of what we do and what we think and the way we behave is coming out of our subconscious in the sense that we're not even aware of it. We're not even aware of what's going on the inner planes of our own existence that are interfering with us. And so sometimes people will say, you know, he has a health consciousness or a wealth consciousness or a lack consciousness or a poverty consciousness. What are they talking about? What they're talking about is actually the programming that is existing within our what we call subconscious mind. And it actually flows through all of these beliefs, because they're all beliefs, are flowing through our brain and our nervous system. And they are producing exactly what those forms of consciousness are, but because we are generally unaware of them, somebody might be struggling and doing all the right things as far as earning greater living. But on the subconscious level, they have, for whatever reasons, and those are something which can be discovered, but certainly not today, can be discovered as to why they might have a consciousness which is preventing them from being able to move ahead financially, or a consciousness that is interfering their ability to do the things they need to do for health. And so getting it to find out and discover, what are these interferences? Do I have fears? What's negative? What is stopping me? And yes, very often you're going to need someone to help you with that. That would require a professional coach, yes. In my book, Vibrational Harmony, part of the book, a good part of it, is about being able to discover some of these things that are standing in the way. And I give you a way of working with this, using some of the best techniques that you can do on your own to help you uncover and release some of the blocks. But I also state that there are times when you will need professional help to be able to get to it. However, when we do what we can do by ourselves, it makes it so much easier, quicker, and less expensive to have someone to work with, because we've taken care of some of the issues ourselves by looking at what could possibly be going on in my subconscious, in my consciousness. And as I said, it is outlined, quite a lot of this book is about that, being able to find that. The book is Vibrational Harmony, and you will find it on my website, which is BeverlyNadler.com.
Very good, Beverly, and it's an extraordinary book, so much so that I am very pleased to say that I wrote the foreword, and every time Beverly refers the book, she says, you have to read the foreword. It's an integral part of the book, and I was very pleased to do that because it's an extraordinary book. I bet I have somebody else here that's read the book and might want to say something about it. Janice Miller, have you read Vibrational Harmony?
Of course I did. I believe I probably read the first edition, and I know she has always, and Beverly is the best, so she always strives to improve on what she's already written. So, yes, I believe I read version one and version two, and I also took notes and did it. I listened to instructions.
What do you want to tell our listeners about it from someone besides the person who wrote the book and the one who wrote the foreword? As a reader, what would you like to share?
I think that everybody out there should read this book so they could learn the secrets to changing their life for the better and getting through their blocks and learning about this wonderful energy field that we all are working with or working through. And Vibrational Harmony will help you along your path in life and help you get where you want to go.
Well, I want to say that you are so highly intelligent that you know how to change your life for the better. You read Beverly's books and you listen to our show. Now, is
Absolutely.
That not a winning formula?
That is it. That's why I'm here every morning, if I can help it. And if not, you know where I find out what happened yesterday or when I missed it by an hour because I overslept. I love to listen to your show. Joyce, you are the world's best, foremost radio talk show host in the world, and I'm so grateful to call you my friend, and of course Beverly as well.
Thank you.
We're both very humbled by that, and I thank you, and we love you very much. And your opinions matter because you're so intelligent that for you to acknowledge our show and her books, it does matter. It does mean something. So thank you.
You're welcome. And ladies, today is in beautiful California. It's going to be 84 degrees, and I'm going to be going over to a wonderful place called Glen Ivy Hot Springs, so I can enjoy, meditate, and maybe work on myself in other ways too, like exercise. I'm going to do yoga, water aerobics, and maybe I'll do some vibrational harmony while I'm there.
What
now
a
you're
delightful.
Making me jealous. It's so delightful. Well, the only thing I can ask, at least think of us while you're doing these extraordinary modalities. At least put in a thought that we're there too.
I certainly will.
Thank you so much for joining us. It's always a pleasure. Your comments are always relative. Relative or relevance is what I was going to say. And as I've told you, I love the sound of your voice.
Thank
it just
so much.
Has wonderful vibrations.
That's wonderful. I heard Joyce Berry's other guests tell me that it sounded like there were fairies in my voice. I thought, oh, good, I need all the help I can get. I accept.
And I thought you were our fairy godmother, so maybe it does rub off.
Maybe it does.
Thank you, Janice. Have an extraordinary day. And as I said, at least give a thought that we're there with you.
I certainly will. Love you both.
Love you both. Love you.
You too. God bless. Back to you,
always
Beverly.
A pleasure to have Janice, and what she's doing today is wonderful. And when she mentioned that she's going to do some meditation, my next is F, standing for focus. Focus on the thing that you want. Concentrate on the thing that you want. Meditate on the thing that you want. Give prayers for the thing that you want. Whatever it is, that's one of the very important ways of adding. Everything is energy, and you're adding that really important energy of focus, of concentration, meditation. You can focus on things and contemplate them, and then state affirmations, create affirmations. You don't have to read somebody else's affirmations, your own affirmations. Whatever it is that you want, I am successful at whatever it is that you, I can do this. And then remind yourself of what the things, and as you do the things you know you need to do, congratulate yourself. Tell yourself, I am so pleased and proud of myself that I'm doing this. But as much as you can focus on it when you're thinking, when you're moving about, when you're doing your work, when you're doing mundane things, you know, that don't require anything special, just your habitual stuff, you can think about and focus on just picturing this thing that you want coming to fruition. So focus of attention is extremely important, because what you focus on, what you give your attention to, that's something that they say what you think about, you bring about. Well, thinking is a form of focus. But you know what? Many of us get sidetracked because we start thinking about things that will stop us. We start thinking about things that have nothing to do with what we really want. We get way too involved with things that are happening in the world that we have absolutely no control over, and we forget to focus on the thing that we're trying to bring into our life. You see, all of us, everything is connected, and the more we're able to bring to fulfillment what we want, the more joy we have in our life, and the more positive energy, vibrations we send out into the universe. So we actually support the evolution of our entire planet, and we support assisting the entire planet because we're all connected. So our positive vibrations are very important, and we can make a lot of things not just happen for ourselves, but to help the entire environment just by, and I'm not talking about selfishly focusing on the things we want, but I mean with joy and bringing and knowing how these things that we want not only help us, help our family, our friends, and in some way perhaps, if it's service-oriented, help the universe.
Absolutely. Right on. And this information is so valuable, folks. You might want to share it. You let other people know about it. And the good news is if you missed any part of it or you want to hear it again, you can hear this show in our archives. Every show is archived. Every show is there. And as Beverly mentioned earlier, more shows from her, our wonderful health guru, on the upper right of the homepage. You can type in her name and her shows will come up. Okay, back to you, Beverly.
Thank you, Joyce. thank you. Yeah, it really makes a lot of sense for people to go to the archives. There are so many important shows on Thursdays, but also other days, because you always have very important and valuable guests. And if when I say important, I mean people who will teach. But on the other hand, you have guests that are fun, and that's important also. We can use focus, and if I was using another F word, bring some fun into your life also. So there's so much going on with this particular Blog Talk Radio show, which is Joyce Barry and Friends. I know there are thousands of shows you can listen to, but there aren't very many that have the kind of information, fun, motivation, and just really giving you something of substance, as this show does on a daily basis.
I thank you so much. And it's no accident that you're the only one that has a show each and every week, Here's to Your Health Thursday, because you have so much material, good information to share on all levels, that we are delighted and impressed with your teaching, your books, your words, written and oral. Back to you.
Okay. Next, we have gone through SUCCESSF, and we are now up to universal laws. And the universal laws are another part of the book that we mentioned, Vibrational Harmony. The reason that they're so important is because this is basic to living on this third dimension. We are actually spiritual beings, but we are functioning in a physical body in the third dimension, which is not a spiritual dimension. In fact, it is far too filled with technology and materialism, and it interferes a great deal with people who are on a spiritual path, and it's easy to get lost with all of the technology that's here now. But it's important to know that there are universal spiritual laws that operate on this dimension, and when we don't know them, it doesn't make any difference. In other words, we're responsible for them. It's just like if somebody does not know that if they have their fingers are wet and they put their hands into an electrical socket, they'll get a shock or they could even be killed. The law doesn't matter. It doesn't care whether you understand it or not. And with my book, Vibrational Harmony, the other part of it, is explaining these universal laws. And these are laws of physics and energy, and that's how we operate on this plane. One of the laws that is so misunderstood is the law of polarity and the fact that negatives will always exist. And we say negatives, it's the things that you don't want. They're here. They exist. It's for us to make choices. But generally, when we are involved in anything that we want to do, what we would like is for everything to run totally smoothly, no challenges, nothing. And if we do have it, a challenge, we say, oh, I guess I'm not supposed to do this, or something wrong. No, the challenges are there for us to look at and say, how do I handle this? As we go through, let's say, health issues, challenges come up. What do I do about that? We go through relationships, and no relationship runs smoothly all the time. If anybody says, I never, ever have a disagreement or an argument with a significant other or their child or their family, that's impossible. If they speak and if they think, it doesn't happen. We have this. This is part of life. It is a law, and it's called the law of polarity, and it operates on this plane. And we need to pay attention to it and not get angry. And yes, we all have negative emotions also, and we do get angry. But to look at things and in an intelligent, mature way and say, how do I handle that? How do I deal with that? Whatever you want, I'm going to say there is a price to pay. You want a new car? What's the price you pay? I don't know, $30,000, $50,000, depending on your car. You want better health? What's the price that you pay? Well, I may have to give up some of those foods that I thought I wanted, that I used to love, and I can't eat anymore, and I have to go to exercise, and I don't really like to exercise. This is the price that we pay. to overcome these challenges and get what we want. It is part of life. If we don't accept that as a part of life, we live with tremendous frustration because we have a false belief that everything is supposed to work out smoothly. As long as I'm doing this, everything should be smooth. There should be no challenges. Give me a break, folks. That's not what happens. How many of you use a computer and find that often the computer is supposed to do something and it doesn't? That's part of life. That's only one of the laws.
Yeah, and that's very important that you explain that. From all the people who focus on the negative things in their life, the problem with that, it'll create more negativity. You have to know the law of polarity, that you have the positive as well. Focus on that, and the law of attraction will give you more of that because that's what you're thinking about and that's what you're focusing on. So very important to recognize the law of polarity and know that just the way it is, no one said life was easy. No one said life was perfect. Only do the best you can. That's all we can ask of ourselves and anyone else.
Perfectly said. Beautifully said. Of course, that's only one of the universal laws. In the book, I explain all of them, but you spoke about the law of attraction. I want to comment on that. What the law of attraction is about is our energy being able to attract to us the people, conditions, circumstances, events that are in harmony with what we want. Now but the law of attraction works not just giving us what we want. The law of attraction works by giving us what we are in vibrational harmony with. And what does that mean? We are energy beings, and our energy field vibrates, sends out a message. It has its own frequency, and it goes out into the universe. It comes from our thoughts. It comes from our behaviors. It comes from our, very often, unfortunately, subconscious negativity. It comes from our habits. So we put ourselves into harmony with things, not the exact same, things that are in harmony with them, so that when we're in a negative state of mind, for instance, we may attract a car accident. If we continue with a lot of negativity because we have not learned how to deal with our stresses, and stress, again, is a part of life. I don't call it a law, but it comes into being because there are things that we do not want and that are actually stress, and we're supposed to learn how to go from stress to relaxation, stress to relaxation, so we don't get caught up in this. But these things happen in life, and it's up to us to be able to use our own energy, our thinking, our mind, our behaviors. The meditation helps us, anything to get us into a relaxed, what we call a homeostasis state, a balanced state, so the vibrations that we send out into the universe are in harmony with good things. And as we focus on what we want, then we are bringing more of those particular things. Because there's lots of good things out there, some of which you may not be in the least bit interested in. It's not what you're focused on as far as what you want to be successful in, or maybe you're already successful in that area. You're looking for something else. So you think about and you focus on the thing that you want, and you bring your vibrations into harmony with that by being in a more positive state, but understanding that you have control of your vibrational energy, and knowing what the laws are, and I'll just give you the names of them without going into details, and you can find details, again, in my book, Vibrational Harmony. The laws that we're talking about, I mentioned the law of polarity, which is the one that is most distressful to people. Then there's a law of rhythm, recognizing that there's an up and down, the tide goes in, the tide goes out. So there are times, no matter how wonderful you're doing things, it's just a down time. It happens in the whole entire cosmos. There's times when certain planets are in alignment in a certain way, and it's not the best time to do certain things. So we have a law of rhythm. The law of vibration, again, that is being aware of and taking charge of our own vibrations, because everything is energy, everything is vibration. In fact, Einstein, he was asked, and he's as a physicist, is there anything to this whole thing in metaphysics? And metaphysics means beyond the physical. And he said, absolutely. He said, because when you actually look at anything in a microscope, you see that there is nothing there except space and vibration of energy. That's all that really exists. And so metaphysics, again, beyond the physical, it hasn't taken form. That non-physical world exists, and those vibrations are constantly within us and outside of us, and we are picking up different vibrations. So it's very, to me, that is primary. The fact that it's not taught in school, the universal laws and how they work, to me, is almost sinful, because there's many things that we will never use, but understanding how the universe works is one of the most important things that we could ever learn. And, of course, we do talk about the cause and effect. That's a universal law, and it's also known to some as karma. What you do has an effect, and you cause that. But without the knowledge, God, knowledge is so important, we are not able to understand, and we go in a lot of confusion and frustration. So clearing that up for yourself, recognizing there are universal laws, I want to know what they are, and then making that a part of your life, that I want to be in harmony with them, because if I'm in harmony with them, I will have higher vibrations bringing me better things through law of attraction, and I will have more support of the cosmos.
And I want to say, folks, that this show, we recommend it is a part of your life, always positive, always designed to make a difference. And in the wise words of our health guru, here's what she has to say in poetic form about the show.
There's an extraordinary and fun-filled way to make sure you always have a positive day. Listen to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one radio show, weekdays live at 11 a.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio. Her Coach's Corner has memorable quotes and life lessons with objectives. Some of her guests entertain, while others offer valuable perspectives. You'll hear important ways to improve your health and wonderful ways to increase your wealth. Learn about business opportunities and healthy products galore. Don't miss a show. Tune in daily to hear what else is in store. Your mind will be stimulated and your heart will be captivated. You'll be informed and educated while you're inspired and motivated. Enjoy the lively conversation and fascinating views. Hear valuable suggestions and great ideas for you to use. Be sure to refer your family and friends, because they'll want to know about Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show.
See that? We have a worldwide audience acknowledging the importance of this show. Beverly, what I would like you to do now is you gave an extraordinary acronym for successful, and just give what each letter represents for people who tuned in late, or people who are taking notes and didn't get it all down. So please
I
do
will, but I
a
didn't
mini
finish
review.
Last one, we didn't get to the L word. We went to U, and now it's L, and that is love. And I'm using the word love for all positive emotions. Having positive emotions will certainly help you to vibrate more energy out into the universe, more positive energy. And how do you achieve the more positive emotions? It is a mastery. Mastery of emotions is extremely important. But again, it's like everything else. It's a discipline. And when you're thinking negatively, then you turn it to something else. Say, no, I don't have to think that way. One of the very, very important emotions besides love, and when I use the word love, it's, you know, we can use it for so many things, and in fact, in last month we did a show on love, possibly more than one show. I know I did one show on love. There may have been others. It is an emotion that goes beyond just emotion. It is a part of our being. It becomes in our consciousness. And people who are able to send that out, who have this feeling in their heart, regardless of what's going on, because things are not always the way they want them to be, we are sending out a feeling of love, of positive energy, of being as close to the Creator, which we know the Creator is love, as possible. And we can do that by going through gratitude, creating gratitude journal, by appreciating things, even as we're wandering around in this world, as we're going through appreciating. Appreciate even the lessons that we've learned. Appreciate the things that are negative that didn't happen to us. Appreciation, joy, as I said before, fun. All of these things help us to be in harmony with the higher vibrations. So the love is the message that is truly coming down now, that the world would be a much better place. And there's songs being written about it, and all of the religions, what I call the mystical aspects to the various religions, like the Kabbalah and some of the higher teachings of the Hindus and Islam. All of these, what do they talk about? It's love. Love for yourself, love for each other, love of the universe, and brings us closer and closer to that divinity that we know is the source of all, by whatever name we call it. It's the source of all, and everything works together. So what I want to end this with and remind people, we talked about S with the strategy. U is for understanding, using your mind so you understand what it is that you want and how you can get it. C is for creating confidence. The next C is for commitment and having the discipline to stay committed. E is for enthusiasm. You've got to have enthusiasm or you're not going to do it. And also, when we get to S, support, it is your enthusiasm that brings people who want to support you and also brings support from the cosmos. Enthusiasm means with God, so you will have more support, and you need support. You can't do it alone. S stands for subconscious, but I also spoke about the conscious mind, the whole consciousness, but recognizing that there's a lot of things going on a subconscious level that you want to take care of because it could be interfering with you getting the thing you want. And one of the things to do is listen to yourself and hear what you say. And if you're with talk, your self-talk is negative, you want to change that. F is for focus, to concentrate on the thing that you want. Visualize it, affirm it, and also you can focus on something through meditation, through contemplation, through prayer. Very important. All of that is a way of focusing. Universal laws, understanding how life actually works, so that you will not be confused and frustrated by things that make no sense because you have never learned what is really the basics. And that's not your fault, because it's not commonly taught. And especially understanding the law of vibration and the law of polarity, knowing that negative and positive both exist in this world. That's the yin and yang of life, and vibration is the energy field you send out, which allows the law of attraction to return back to you, which you're in harmony with. And finally, the L for love, for all of the positive emotions that bring you into a higher state of consciousness and allow you not only to get more of what you want in your life, but actually assist the entire universe because you are sending out positive energy.
Very well done, Beverly. You aced it, as always. And I want to just stress again regarding support, how important it is. You might want your friends to support you, but they are not professionals. You want a mentor, a coach, and there are different kinds of coaches. I just want to share about two kinds for now. One is Beverly's kind, which is the reprogramming coach. Beverly, just briefly say something about that, and then I'll share about the kind of coaching I do.
the reprogramming is when you come to recognize that there are some things that are happening in your subconscious, you begin to hear, and the reason I say in your subconscious and say, well, I can't get to it. No, you can know what's going on by looking at your life. If you are trying to accomplish something and can't, and you hear your voice saying, well, I'm afraid of that, or that's not going to work, or my mother told me this, or my father said that, or everybody knows it doesn't work, or I'm not pretty enough, I'm not strong enough, I'm not young enough, I'm not old enough, blah, blah, all of those things, then you need someone to help you reprogram yourself. And that's what I do. Find these things that are not working, that are interfering with what you want, release them, and then we put in the positive energy. Because if you put, you can't put new wine into old, old flasks or old bottles. That's Jesus said that. And that's exactly, he's not talking about wine or bottles. He's talking about the mind. You cannot, if you have all of this negative stuff going on, you need to change it. And you need to free yourself of those negativities. And that's
and
my work.
And folks, you can find out more about Beverly. You can go to her website, Beverly Nadler, N-A-D-L-E-R, BeverlyNadler.com. And you'll find out about what she offers, her books, Reprogramming Coach. That's when you have an issue and it's kind of embedded and you want to have it reprogrammed. I'm a personal and professional success coach. My website is joycebarrie.com, B-A-R-R-I-E.com, and that's about more going for your goals, stepping outside the comfort zone, going for more of what you want, but getting off the modality of insanity, doing the same thing again and again for different results, stepping aside, getting professional advice to do something differently, because if you want something different, you have to do something different. So, folks, we give you all this information. The question is, when will you go into action? When will you make things happen like never before? And I ask you, and I ask my clients, I ask everyone, if not now, when?
Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not now, when?
If not now, when, folks? Ask yourself that question. And I have to say that my favorite poet of all time is Beverly Nadler. She has a poem on just every aspect of life. So what poem do you want to share with us today, Miss Nadler?
Success is in your hands. But first I want to comment on your poem, because the way that you put that together is absolutely extraordinary to me. All of the I happen to like rhyming poems, and the way you put those words together to create what is the absolute truth, you know, if not now, when, is so true. So thank you for what you say about my poetry, and I happen to think yours is quite extraordinary also.
Is this called a Mutual Admiration Society?
Yes, in many things.
Yes, I agree. We very much resonate with each other, appreciate each other, and love each other, and that is why we have a successful relationship.
Absolutely. And you know what? We sometimes disagree, and we learn how to deal with that. We know that we have a successful relationship because we know, understand how things work in this world. So it's great. And I love
because
being on this show, and you know that. So thank
yes,
you
thank
for having
you.
Me on week after week. And
I
if
love
for some reason
you on.
I can't be in person, you always download a show that is perfect for the occasion. And that's wonderful. Success is in your hands, my friend. Never should you fear. Success is in your heart and mind. Never should you despair. You're part of a great purpose, my friend, and when you understand it, you'll thank the power that created you and live the way it planned it. Success is in your hands, my friend. Open your eyes and see it. Success is in your heart and mind. Faith will help you free it. You're part of all that lives and breathes. One spirit flows through all things. With the endless sea and glorious sky, abundance is what spirit brings. Yes, success is in your hands, my friend. It's coming closer every day. Success is stirring within your soul. You can feel it now. You're on your way.
Wow, bravo. Kudos to you, Beverly Nadler. Another one you hit right out of the ballpark. Friends, I want to end by, first of all, thanking you again, Beverly. I always love when you're on the show in a very special way. You make my job so much easier because you have enough information that you could carry the show even without a host going back and forth. You do that great a job. You always have much more than you would ever need to share in any given segment. And I want to end the show with my special prayer for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. And folks, we all could use a few miracles in our life. I know that today challenges are so pervasive on many different levels, so I do wish that today is the first day for the best of your life. And we invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us. And you may do that right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mash. Thank you. And here it comes.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.
Ha 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 ha!